You're tuned in to Condemned to Be Free with DJ Dharma on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000, and online at radio.spiritplants.org, where you can find schedules, archives, playlists, and more. Turn on, tune in, let's get in, man. There's too many helicopters around my house these days, man. It's wigging me out. All right, check it.
Come on, set me free. Pay for my crime. And took them with some cheap wine. The planning part had to do with the artifacts he wanted found on him by later archaeologists. He had spent several days deciding, much longer than he had spent deciding to kill himself. He would be found lying on his back, on his bed, with a copy of Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead, and an unfinished letter to Exxon, protesting the cancellation of his gas credit card. That way, he would indict the system and achieve something by his death, over and above what the death itself achieved. At the last moment, he changed his mind on a decisive issue and decided to drink the pills with a connoisseur wine instead of Ripple or Thunderbird. So he set off on one last drive, over to Tiny's Liquors, which specialized in fine wines, and bought a bottle of 2001 Azalea Springs Merlot, which set him back almost $70. Back home again, he uncorked the wine, let it breathe, drank a few glasses of it, and tried to think of something meaningful, but could not. And then, with a glass of Merlot, gulped down all the pills at once. However, he had been burned. Instead of quietly suffocating, Charles Freck began to hallucinate. The next thing he knew, a creature from between dimensions was standing beside his bed, looking down at him disapprovingly.
You gonna rape me, my sons? It's gonna take 100,000 hours.
Your sins will be read to you ceaselessly in shifts throughout eternity. The list will never end. The sins of Freck.
Charles Freck wished he could take back the last half hour of his life.
8-6 in the first grade, theft of fingernail clippers. 8 p.m. theft. You did theft. Knowingly and with malice
kicking,
punch
dog.
Your baby sister, Evelyn. December. Theft of Christmas presents. 1 million lies.
Destruction. 1,000 years later, they had reached the sixth grade, the year he had discovered masturbation.
November 14th, Percodan, Vicodin, cocaine.
Charles Frank thought, at least I got a good wine.
Today to get some fresh air like a stray on a straightaway. Hey you, got a light? Nah, a Bud Light. Early in the morning, face crud from like a mud fight. Looky here, it's just the way the cookie tear. Prepare to get hurt and mangled like Kurt Angle, rookie year. The rocket scientist with the pocket wine list. Some even say he might need some psychiatrist. Doom, are you pondering what I'm pondering? Yes, but why would the darn thing be wandering? She's like a foundling, barely worth fondling. My posse's on Broadway like Mama, I Want to Sing. Mad plays the bass like the race card. Villain on the case to break shards and leave a face scarred. Groovy dude, not to prove to be rude, but this stuff is like what you might put on movie food. What is jalapenos? Get it like a whooping when you holler at your seniors. Dollar, he can overhear the hashish fina. He just came from over there, the grass is greener. Last wish, I wish I had two more wishes. And I wish they fixed the door to the Matrix's mad glitches. Spit so many verses, some time my jaw twitches. One thing this party could use is more booze. Put yourself in your own shoes and stay away from all the pairs of busted Timbs he don't use. He only keep them to decorate. If you wanna peep him, select a date and bring a deep check like checkmate. I kid you not, on the dotted line sign. Ever since a minor, kids consider him some kind of Einstein on a diamond mine grind. She was dumb fine, but not quite the type that you might wanna wine and dine. Couldn't find a pen, had to think of a new trick. This one he wrote in cold blood with a toothpick. On second thought, it's too thick. His assistant said, Doom, you sick. He said, true through acoustics. Psycho, his flow is drowned in Lowry's seasoning. With micro power, he's sounding right reasoning. It's easy as pie, 3.14. One more, one false move, and they done four.
Take it away, boy. You don't like it with the music?
I think it like this.
It's boring like this. It's like looking at a painting. You need the music, man. You need sound.
The man just hit me and I was on the ground.
I was on the ground.
Boom, for real.
What did she say?
Boom, for real.
Your dad called. Wants to meet you for lunch or something.
Hello?
Is this suicide hotline?
Yes. My name is Joe. What's yours?
Jean-Michel.
Jean-Michel. What's that, French?
Haitian. I'm gonna blow my brains out.
Wait a minute. Talk to me.
No, I'm gonna take these pills.
What kind of pills?
Reds, blues, greens, whole fucking rainbow. Trustees harassing me.
Are you in prison?
No. The city's killing me.
Tell me about it. You're talking to the right guy. How's it killing you?
Boyfriend left.
I've been there. Do you love him?
Not especially. I'm alone. We all are here. Respect fools get. Disrespect I get.
I have respect for you just for making this call. This is not an easy call to make.
You won't be so arrogant. The police arrive.
You okay? What's that noise?
It's my mother.
French?
Haitian rainbow.
Kill it.
Haitian.
French.
Trustees harassing me.
Talk to me.
Reds, blues.
You okay?
Not special. Red, green. Reds, blues. Greens.
French?
Haitian.
French.
Police arrive.
What's that noise?
Trustees are asking.
Okay.
French. Trustees are asking. Police arrive. Trustees are asking. Trustees are asking. He's an arrogant.
Tell me about it. What's that noise? Prison? Respect. Tell me about it.
What kind of arrogant pills?
You okay?
Not special.
Prison? Been there. Yes. French prison? Been there. French? Been there.
Pull my brains out.
Tell me about it.
You'll be so arrogant.
Oh, you said you hated this place.
I do. I've never been in before. It's cool.
Let's get out of here.
Thank you. as lost. I'm not as lost. I'm not as lost as them.
You're tuned in to Condemned to Be Free with me, DJ Dharma, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000, and online at SPF Radio. No. At radio.spiritplants.org, where you can find archives, playlists, schedules, and a whole lot more. So turn on and tune in.
Man, what are you crying for? You're the one who wants to do the drugs, man. You gotta pay for them, man. Where's my fucking money, bitch? Punk, where the fuck's my money? Come on, this is the third time I had to ask you. Come on, what are you gonna say? Say something. Come on, you want me to put you up on? Say something.
Hey, David, what do you think you're doing, man? Huh? What do you think you're doing? This kid's crying, man.
Oh, business, man. What do you care, man? Why don't you get out of here and mind your own business, man? What do you care?
It bugs me. Okay, take a walk.
Hey, man, come on.
Hey, why don't you grow up, man?
I am growing up, asshole. Why don't you do something, man? What's up with you, man? I thought you... Man, I'm not buying you no lunch.
You know, Tom, you told me a lot of the old time stories about how you used to stick your arm in between the bars of the cell. The guard would come by and he'd fire you up a shot of morphine. Well, they never did that for me.
Well, they don't do that for anyone anymore. Narcotics have been systematically scapegoated and demonized. The idea that anyone can use drugs and escape a horrible fate is anathema to these idiots. I predict in the near future, right-wingers will use drug hysteria as a pretext to set up an international police apparatus. An old man, I may not live to see a final solution of the drug problem.
You might have missed your calling. You should have been a philosopher.
Well, Bob, in another life, perhaps. In another life.
Prince in practice moans for the attention that he wants, but most of his town won't even dignify his ignorance with a response. Left to a crowded foster home by a 15-year-old mom. Never been held in anyone's arms. When you've never been moved, it's really hard to move on. A young saleswoman sets up shop when the sun sets. She'll make your wildest dreams come true at a price you won't forget. The sadly married set up alibis. No harm, no regret. Hoping they meet an angel in bed that could wrestle the devil right out of their heads. The city runs fast. No one has time to sit with themselves. No time to look into our pain or see the same despair in everyone else. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. Tears soak each card the dealers dealt. Time taught me how to see every second as heaven, even though they're perfectly disguised as hell. And I refuse to let past bruises cover the light. It ain't all good, but it's all good enough, so I know I'm alright. Agony is truth, it's our connection to the living. I accept it as perfection and keep on existing in the now.
I can only build if I tear the walls down. Even if it breaks me, I won't let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile. I can only build if I tear the walls down. Even if it breaks me, I won't let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile.
Ear to ear, as if that's all I'm here for. Despite the wars founded by the rich, funded by the poor. Kids barely 18 are dying, so billionaires can make more. Elsewhere, hungry mothers watch the baby starve to death in a beat-up shack on a dirt floor. The aged professor quotes freedoms without a path. Now he dresses like a widow and preaches love is dead in every class. But curiosity killed the cat and taught the dog and him how to act. And burned his bridge to Jill, so he tries to drown the guilt with a bottle of Jack. Self-proclaimed rebels say we must oppose the system. You gotta take a stand.
saying. If you're not against them, you're with them. The signs read, support the troops, bring them home. No more innocent victims. But when a homeless veteran asks for spare change, you're too busy protesting to even listen. And I'm no different, I live in conflict and contradiction. But it can be so beautiful when I don't reject what lies within. It's beautiful the way agony connects us to the living. I think of the world when I hurt and keep on existing in the now.
I can only build if I tear the walls down. Even if it breaks me, I won't let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile. I can only build if I tear the walls down. Even if it breaks me, I won't let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile.
Like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are.
And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very bright and colorful.
And it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time. They begin to question, is this real or is this a lie?
And other people have remembered and they come back to us and they say, hey, don't worry.
Don't be afraid ever. Because this is just a lie. And we kill those people.
Shut him up. I've been a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account,
my family. This has to be real. Just a lie.
But we'll kill those good guys and try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok.
But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride, and we can change it anytime we want.
It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money.
Just a choice right now between fear and love.
Next time for Revolution Everywhere.